Welcome to Sips and Spirits, a podcast for lovers of both alcoholic and spectral spirits. I am your hostess, Chelsea.
I am your host, Eric. I'm like, hostess sounds so much more fun than host.
Right? Like it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's just like, I'm a hostess. Like I do stuff. I'm just a host.
Well, why do you think they created like the term MC? Because host sounded so boring.
Yes, it is.
Right? Master of Ceremonies.
Master of Ceremonies. Anyway, a little disclaimer before we get started. Mm-hmm. Facts and stories presented are from various sources. We make no claims that these tales are true. We just want to be spooky and interesting.
Indeed. Cocktails and spirits are tasted for the first time during an episode recording, unless noted otherwise. Did I say that right? You looked at me funny.
You guys gonna hear me breathe in a lot because this cocktail smells very nice.
Yes. So on that note,
before we continue on,
wait.
Yes, cocktails.
First time we in our cryptid episodes, we make a cocktail ahead of time. So we have tried this cocktail, but there's some elements that are gonna be new for Eric.
Yes,
on purpose. So yeah, it's intentionally done, but I'm excited to jump into it. But we did try this cocktail, so not new to us in this episode, but that's because in the cryptid episodes, as part of the gimmick is creating a cocktail for the cryptid.
There we go.
And then on our next disclaimer,
I was like, that was a part of the notes. I was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I always make a note of that.
You do. I forgot. We want to remind you that it's fine to join the spirits, but don't let them possess you. We may be a drinking podcast, but we strongly encourage you to drink responsibly. As much as we love you enjoying our cocktails, there's never any pressure to consume them.
Yes, okay? This is very true. Please drink responsibly and drink within your own comfort level.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. So,
lucky for you guys, those sober people, this is going to be a very easy cocktail to
make.
Easy
cocktail.
All right. So, as you guys, if you've been following along with us, no. When we do the cryptid episodes, we were very lucky to have a few of our friends when we all gathered together at Midsummer Scream pull cryptid cards for these episodes. And our next card came from Devin of Your Best Halloween Ever. And Devin had the most fun reaction, so we're going to go play that for you guys right now.
Oh, the shadow people.
Shadow people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I
love the shadow people because for me, they're not technically like spirits, but they are like entities that cross dimensional worlds. They visit you. They tell you things you need to know. I like shadow people.
What's wild about that, a little sneak peek into our upcoming year on the blog, one of the stories I'm working on actually involves some shadow people. Nice. So that's why I'm like, oh my God.
What? Oh my God, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And as you saw, Devin has some very interesting perspective on what shadow people are, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and take our cocktail in hand and say cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yeah.
And we have some little treats to go with it. Usually we don't do food on the podcast because
mouth noises.
It's mouth noises, but I'm going to go into that in a little bit. So when we're talking about the cocktail itself, I'll dive into why I wanted to have treats for this.
Okay.
And before we do that, Eric has something that was brought to our attention that he's going to dive into a little more.
It was brought to our attention earlier this month. Yes. Actually, year. Anyway, some time ago, it was brought to our attention.
Just recently.
Recently. That
you guys might not know what a cryptid is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's our fault because we're assuming you come in here, you understand what a cryptid is.
Well, I feel like we had the conversation when we were first talking about introducing this segment.
Maybe.
But that was 20 episodes ago.
A long time ago. In the galaxy far away. Anyway, so what is a cryptid? I don't have a Webster definition in front of me. But a cryptid from my recollection of doing research. Yeah. A cryptid is a creature or a thing that is not scientifically proven to be real or not.
Right. Well, and I always like to add on the part of it has a geographical specific location. For some of them.
For some of them do.
Like, I feel like a good majority when people think cryptid, it's something that is regional. For example, yes. Mothman or Nessie or the Jersey Devil. Those all show up in specific places.
Yeah.
But there's some sort of creature or being that has yet to be scientifically proven to exist.
Or disproven to exist, I guess. Because you have things like Sasquatch or Bigfoot. It's considered a cryptid.
Uh-huh.
And people have seen Sasquatch or Bigfoot kind of thing.
But there's no scientific evidence that it exists.
It exists or it doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no scientific evidence that proves or disproves its existence.
Kind of thing. So that's what a cryptid is.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
That was a very interesting conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. Last time we had it.
Yep. But yeah, so on that, we encourage people. We do a little fun cryptid guess who every episode that we have. We feature a cryptid cocktail where you guys get a chance to guess the next cryptid. And we always encourage you guys, you can email us what your guess is. You can reply on Instagram or wherever. Reply to the email newsletter, which we've got going. I'm so excited.
We got our first one back out. Yay. That was a lovely evening.
Yeah, you guys should have seen that last week as of hearing this episode. But we had quite a handful of guesses this time, which was really exciting for me because I'm the one in charge of the cryptid guess who.
Yes, yes.
So I get really excited because people go all over with Eric's would you rather. There's always, even if they don't leave a comment, they're like sending a message or a DM or whatnot. Like, this is what I would choose.
Oh, okay.
So, and the cryptid guess who gets a little neglected. So I was very excited to see how many people guess this time. And ironically, the creator of the cards we use to pull the cryptids actually gave a guess too. And that was even more exciting for me. So after Light Comics guessed that this cryptid was either going to be the Shadow People or the Black-Eyed Children, which are both great guesses.
Both great
and
guesses.
And one is, yes, correct.
Yes.
Christine M. Maynard, 59, guessed the Boogeyman, which in some iterations could be considered the Boogeyman, the Shadow People.
The Boogeyman is an interesting topic that I think we should get into sometime.
Yeah. I hope sometime soon. And then the wonderful Steaming Kittens, who's also known as Shenanigans in Motion on YouTube, guessed that this cryptid was going to be her local Belgium Lady in White. But then after conversation with someone else, followed up with another guess of the Shadow People. Mm-hmm. So I'd say all our guesses were pretty spot on. And
Yeah. Thank you all for guessing along.
Yes, thank you. That was very exciting for me. So cheers to you great guessers.
I'm realizing. Now that we're drinking that more than Jessica, let's try it out. Slightly bad idea for a good cocktail.
What?
I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So, what's been haunting us behind the bar?
Yes, we usually get into, before we get into the bulk of our cryptid episodes, we catch you guys up on what's been going on in our life. So as of the time that this episode airs, I will have gone to another, I'm sure you guessed it, Winchester Centennial Talk.
I was going to like, Joanne's again? What? Just kidding. I knew this.
I feel like I've gone to Winchester more than Joanne's this year.
Yeah. You've gone to Joanne's like twice, and you've gone to Winchester like twice.
It'll be three. I think maybe four times.
Maybe four times right now, yeah.
Oh, if you are local, you're not too far to the San Jose Bay Area, I highly encourage you guys to check this out. Just recently, they let me know that their ticket prices were adjusted from the $35 to now it's only $5. Sweet. So I'm not sure if that's just for this particular talk or they're going to be doing that for all the Centennial series from this point on. But if you guys can make it, you can't beat $5 to learn quite a bit about fun Victorian house history and just what influences came from outside to create what is Winchester Mystery House.
Remind me again, what is the Centennial celebrating?
100 years since Winchester opened its doors to the public.
Got it. I was talking to somebody at work about it. It's like 100 years or something. I can't remember what, but it's 100 years.
Yeah. Well, September 2022 marked 100 years since Sarah passed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 3 months later, I want to say it was January or February of the following year, whoever bought the house started opening it to the public.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
So, something else. If you guys have not heard or you guys have not followed Midsummer Scream tickets are up for sale.
Yay! 40% off for 40% limited off time.
Last time we checked. I don't know when this comes out, if it'll still be 40% off. But it's always, if you missed the original discount, start looking for the vendors who are going to be there. Mm-hmm. They usually have a discount code.
It's usually about 25% off.
God dang, you know. So if you guys are planning to go, we are currently planning to go.
Yeah.
If everything falls correct like it should, we will be there again this year. So if you see us, come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And why not?
Yeah. And we've been having fun planning for Midsummer Scream, including costumes.
Costumes. Ooh. Always the funnest part.
Yeah. So we don't quite know 100% what our plans are. We know for sure we want to do Gravity Falls with the kids because it just seems like the perfect...
It seems like a perfect family costume. We have some ideas we're putting together now.
And it fits in with the theme of Ghoulish Games.
Yes, Ghoulish Games.
And if you didn't know, Gravity Falls is this huge, big puzzle, not just in solving the mystery of Gravity Falls, but there's literally hidden puzzles in the show.
The show, so that's always fun. So yeah, we have Gravity Falls as an idea. Being that it's the theme is board games or family games kind of thing, we were thinking of figuring out some Dungeons & Dragons D&D style costumes, but we had to figure out the logistics behind it. If not, we also have a backup. Our Halloween costumes from last year, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we're going to do Ghostbusters.
And whatnot. So we're playing around with the costumes ideas to see what comes to be and whatnot. But yeah, so that's our costume ideas for now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what conspires by the time we get there.
Yeah.
Alongside that, update for me personally this time. sorry, going back to the gym. If you guys do not know, I do enjoy going to the gym, lifting weights. And one of it's part of the reason why I like to attack all my cryptids and guess who's straight on. I gotta be top of the food chain, guys. So that's a little fun thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? But also, we started watching the show on Netflix. We actually finished it. it's called The Physical 100. It was a very interesting competition show. You have 100 fitness people from South Korea. And they're pretty much trying to figure out what's the best.
Who's the best? Who's the most fit of the physical 100?
Yeah, they have like different competitions. Some team competitions are really cool. Like some of the exercises, I'm like, man, I wish I could do this for real life kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, because of my daily like routine kind of thing. But I don't have 100 kilogram boulders. And why not? But yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun watch for sure. And this is coming from someone. I don't do the gym. I don't like the gym. It's not fun for me at all. Like, the only kind of physical, like, intentional workout activities I like to do are when it comes to dancing.
Dance. But yeah. So, no, it was a fun show overall, I think.
It was very enjoyable. I totally got it. Eric was surprised.
There's definitely some new Korean fitness people that I'm following on Instagram. Yes, because you know,
thanks to the show.
Like, thanks to the show, I'll find out who they are, and very inspiring people, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And the next episode has our first guest coming up. We're so excited.
So excited.
And we did have a few tech difficulties.
Yes.
So we're working it out. It'll be fine. Lucky for us, we got everything from our guest. It was just on our end where we were having issues. So be sure to keep an eye out for our email newsletter because we've revamped it. And there's going to be a little treat only for the newsletter subscribers in that
episode
email. So next week, following this episode release, we're going to have a little treat from our guest. And then that'll preface our episode with the guest. And we're so excited for this guest, guys.
Exactly. But yeah, so let's get to our
Get back to our cocktail.
And
our cryptid.
I've been enjoying this quite well.
Yes.
So what are the ingredients and inspirations for this? Lovely.
All right. So ingredients are pretty simple, actually. Very easy to make cocktail. Mm-hmm. It's a two-ingredient cocktail, depending on if you add the food component to it.
Yes.
So for the drink itself, it's just a coffee roast.
Whatever your preferences.
Right. Preferably not a flavored coffee, though.
You can try.
Well, like, I don't know, like, fruity coffees or, like, vanilla coffees. Mm-hmm. That'll affect things.
That'll affect things. So, we just did a medium roast.
Yeah, we found a medium roast. It's the Big Bang by Pete's Coffee, I think. So, about 6 to 8 ounces. Mm-hmm. And then 1 ounce of Sombra tequila. Or mezcal. Sorry, Sombra. It's mezcal. Which is the shadow, and you guys should go back and take a listen to the Sombra Mezcal episode. Mm-hmm. That was very fun. And then we paired it with either a dark chocolate covered cherry cream or a cherry booze infused brownie.
Yummy.
Yes. So, I really wanted to have a treat to go with this because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Nope.
The only time I ever drink coffee is when we're at a restaurant and you get to the dessert part and they ask if anyone wants coffee with their dessert. So, when I have coffee, I have to have some sort of sweet with it. I can't just drink coffee straight up. It's not my thing.
I used to not be able to drink coffee before I was getting my sleep apnea checked. I would drink coffee and I would literally fall asleep 10 minutes afterwards. Like just clock out. Nowadays, it's a lot better. I personally drink my coffee mostly black. I usually add like heavy cream whenever I want to like cool down fast kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But outside that, I'll drink coffee very rarely kind of thing. So beer and coffee, not our thing. I'm sorry, our guest. but yeah, so why do we choose coffee?
Coffee is representing how the shadow people tend to startle people from their sleep. And people drink coffee to wake up. So that's what the shadow people is doing. So it had to be a coffee cocktail in my mind. And then obviously, as I mentioned earlier, we picked the Sombra Mezcal because Sombra means shadow, which is...
In the name of shadow people.
And then these are both cherry flavored or infused sweets because cherries are known to help put you back to sleep.
Oh,
so
nice.
So they're known to have sleep benefits mm-hmm. to help, ease you into sleeping.
We wanted to make a dark color cocktail without mm-hmm. using activated
food
charcoal
coloring.
Or food coloring. So we're like, you know what? Coffee
is dark.
It's dark. Let's go that route and the aspect of things. So let's try this bad boy.
Hence why it's a dark coffee.
Can I dump this in my chocolate?
Like, yeah, whatever? I'm almost like, I need to heat my coffee back up.
I was like, no, Kels, can I just throw this in there so it can melt?
Is your coffee hot enough?
I don't know. We'll find out later.
Mine's kind of warm. This is the cherry cream. Go ahead, keep. I at first kind of wanted this to be almost like a idea of a peppermint patty or like not a peppermint patty, but what are those called? The York mints, but not minty in flavor. I wanted the cherry, but you get a little of the sweetness. So for those who can't handle coffee without some sort of sweetener or something like that, but then you get the cherry flavor.
How
is it?
That was very nice.
And then I picked a dark chocolate to coat it in.
Do a bite and then drink like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what you think. Mm-hmm. So it's very good. I like that when you take the first sip, it kind of intensifies the mezcal a little bit. The one thing I like about this cocktail a lot is I smell the mezcal, but I don't have the burn taste of it.
It's not overwhelming.
Yeah. It's very nice. It's very subtle. It's enjoyable kind of thing. Like you pour the coffee on top of it and that's all I was smelling, the mezcal. And it's like, oh, it's such a nice thing to do. And with inside in the coffee, like I said, we got a medium roast, not too bad kind of thing. But with the cherry and the truffles, it definitely brought out like the sweetness of it, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And it just...
It almost highlights the sombra. Yeah, yeah. And I'm curious to actually try doing, like, finding a cherry cordial or something to mix the sombra into some sort of margarita, like a cherry margarita.
No.
My money, so when I share this recipe, it'll have one of these two treats. And my guess is the winner is going to be the brownies, because I was sampling the brownie batter and it's very nice.
No. We might not like coffee, and we might not, okay, not even like, we just don't prefer it to drink coffee or beer, but oh man, do I love me some chocolate. Brownies, delicious. Peanut butter chocolate, delicious. So I'm very excited for these.
I'm not a chocolate person.
She's not. I am. So I like chocolate.
Let's and try. While he's trying that, I infused both of these when I was making them. So the cream part of the chocolate cream has some sombra mixed into it. And the brownies also have some sombra mixed into it.
Well.
It's a winner, right?
There's all the flavors. Wow. Sorry, I'm talking.
It's delightful, right?
There's all the flavors. Sorry, I was talking to my hand. So take a bite of the brownie. Tastes like a normal brownie. Once you drink this sombra of the shot people, the first thing I got was a little bit of the mezcal and then boom, cherries. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, that was very lovely.
And so there's roasted cherries mixed into the brownie batter. So there's actually cherries cooked into here. And but it's like a little surprise.
Yeah.
So you get the juice from the cherries baking into it, but then you'll get little bites of the cherries. So I think, right? It's like, it's kind of soothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like getting sleepy, but I hope the shadow people don't come visit me tonight.
Exactly right. God dang. Yeah, no, I agree with you. The brownie.
Brownie's the winner. Ding, ding.
And winner kind of thing. The chocolate's not bad.
No. But one, it's way too much work, guys. Like, the trials I went through to create these chocolates.
Like three different recipes, right?
Yeah, we're going to enjoy the ones that are left. But after like three batches, I only came out with like 10 usable ones.
I think I'm going to grab next one I eat. I'm going to put it into that cup and just pour some hot chocolate in the bread. Get all nice and melty.
Yeah. But, and again, the beauty of this whole entire thing, it still makes a pretty good combination.
Yeah.
And you can make it completely alcohol free.
Yep.
So you just make your coffee, then you make your brownie, add some of that roasted cherry.
Mm-hmm. And there you go.
And there you go.
There you go. Fun time. Like always, our recipes are going to be on our website, sipsandspirits.com. Look for the shadow people.
We have a cocktail tab, and then just look for the cocktail that's called the Shadow People.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but, and there you go. And you got this. So have the recipe the cocktail and the recipe for the brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yes. Brownies are easy. It's just a box recipe, so I am no master baker, but I am master at box brownies. And then the cherries, you just put on a tray, put your oven at 400 degrees, lay them out in halves. Sprinkle just a little bit of sugar on the cherries. Put them in there just 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've got your brownie batter totally mixed, that's where I added the 1/2 ounce of the sombra. And then it's about a cup worth of the cherries.
Should we use fresh cherries, frozen cherries?
You can use either. Okay. Whatever's available. We used frozen cherries. Okay. So
you were just letting them defrost last night, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was like, you were doing some of them last time. Anyway. So, you ready to get into spooky aspect?
Yeah, let's start talking about the cryptid.
So, once again, this beautiful, lovely card comes from Afterlife Comics game, Class of the Cryptids, and this is the Shadow People.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to them, the perception of a patch of shadow as a living human figure and can be interpreted as a presence of a spirit. A number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe shadowy spiritual beings or supernatural entities, shades of the underworld.
Kind
of so shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, I'm going to just get our shadow people description. at the end of the story.
Oh, so, I'm gonna go story so you're going to jump into the story first, huh?
Story first, and then we'll talk. We'll have a discussion and shadow people.
Okay. How's that? He's not pulling punches.
No. It does. Yeah. You guys will know why. Okay.
I'm ready.
Michael West had a turn of luck. New job, a new place, all was looking well. The only thing is, he didn't like the paint scheme that the previous owner had chosen. Something about lavender and pistachio green walls touching didn't seem like fit right. He called up a few friends and spent the whole day fixing the rainbow of a house he had just purchased. After a long day of painting, Michael and his friends were too tired to move any of his stuff. Just a beanbag chair in the middle of the living room. It was late, with no real furniture. Everyone but Michael left. He wanted to bask in this new place. Finally, an adult. As he lay there, enjoying sleeping with his body barely able to move, the moonlight coming in through the uncurtained windows and paint equipment scattered around the floor, Michael was awoken by a sound of what seemed to be a door creaking. Maybe a breeze, he thought. Feeling dry, he got up to get a drink of water. That's when he got an eerie feeling of someone or something watching him. He thought his friends had snuck around to try to scare him. They seemed to enjoy pranking each other. Was that just a shadow or was someone standing there? He kept thinking on the way to the kitchen. After quenching his thirst, he returned to his beanbag chair. Not the best place to sleep, but beats the floor for sure. That's when he felt again, something staring. No, glaring at him. Then he noticed the basement door was left open. Oh, I'm not going down there, he muttered to himself, but wanted to make sure it was just the wind. Michael had the smarts to at least turn the light on. As he stared into the dark basement, he thought he could see a figure. Ralph? He shouted, but no answer. He tapped himself. Don't go down. Don't go down. Without realizing, through his internal battle, he was now at the bottom of the steps. Of course, the light would not reach further than the steps. And of course, there was creaks and noises. Michael kept looking around. Is that a beam? Is something there staring back at me? As he scanned the basement, he couldn't help but feel like something was staring, getting closer and closer. He decided that he couldn't have been brave enough and was going to come back in the morning when there was more light. As he turned around, he stopped before climbing upstairs. He was frozen with fear. At the top of the stairs stood a dark figure, a man, Ralph. Before Michael could comprehend what he was looking at, the lights went out. As Michael tried to raise up and tried to not stumble, the door slammed. The door slammed? Was someone in his house? Were his friends still around? It's something else. Stumbling up the steps, he opened the basement door, frantically scanning. What was that? Who was that? Michael scanned the whole house, but nothing was there. No one was there. He texted his friends, but they all said they were home. Uneasiness came into Michael. He was tired. He was imagining things. The light shorted out. It's an old house. The wind shut the door. It's an old house. Let's just go to sleep. Michael lay down. Going into sleep was seemed like a second when he was awoken by a sound of footsteps. Where were they coming from? The basement door was closed. The house was locked. Who was in here? It's not real. It's my imagination. As Michael stared into the empty hallway, the doorframe was changing, misshaping, growing. Confused and frightened, Michael couldn't figure out what it was, but then, was that a head? Was that someone's arm? That was a person, someone, or something was standing there, staring at Michael, standing there. Michael was frozen in fear. Was this someone meant to harm me? He couldn't understand what was going on. The shadow seemed to start to move one step, two step, moving closer and closer. Michael couldn't move, couldn't breathe, couldn't understand. Closer and closer, the steps getting louder and closer. Then this thing was right in front of Michael, standing, staring down. It began to reach for Michael. What it felt like an eternity just stared back, unable to move. Pressure building, fear taking over. In a miracle, Michael shouted, "No!" And he covered himself up with his arms. "Hey, you okay? Michael, you okay?" It was Michael's friends in the room. It was daytime? What happened? What was that thing? Where did it go? It was just nighttime. It was dark and I was alone. What happened? sitting with his friends, having some coffee and donuts. Michael couldn't understand what had just happened. He had lost hours of the night. He blankly stared down the hall, and the fear crept up once more when he saw a dark shadow, a dark hand, closing the basement door. You okay there? So I've jumped a few times, looking around.
Well, so I keep hearing a little, like, clicking. I don't know where it's coming from. But also, I took the battery out of the cat clock.
Uh-huh. And it's still moving?
The tail's still moving.
Yeah, lovely.
I'm not thrilled about this. So. And I have all the goosebumps on the goosebumps. Look at, you can see them.
All the lovely goosebumps. All the
lovely goosebumps. I'm wearing tights and pants and a heavy winter skirt. And I got goosebumps on my legs. I can feel it.
Are goosebumps of chilliness or goosebumps of fear?
I think it's fear. I don't know.
So shadow people.
Shadow people.
We've talked about
it
before. I like
that you had the story first, actually. This is an interesting twist.
The reason because I felt we're going to be getting into the discussion quite a bit because we've said it before multiple times. We've had experience, at least to our knowledge. We've had experience with shadow people, shadow entities. Sometimes also known as a top hat man kind of thing.
I'm getting nervous as we're talking about
kind of thing. And you know, you always hear stories like, oh, I'm in my room, I see a pile of clothes, and then that pile of clothes starts shaping, looking more and more like a person or a thing. It's like, and then you go, is that pile of clothes standing up? Is that pile of clothes getting closer? Kind of thing. I have a vivid memory of our apartment, our first apartment together, in that one bedroom apartment, just sitting, laying there and getting woken up and seeing someone standing in the doorway. Like, there's a wall there, there's a doorway, and someone was standing there. I think you were sleeping on my left. And I saw a man with a hat, Tiffany's hat, and I was like, sleep paralysis. I couldn't move, couldn't get up, but I was just like there, and yeah, nothing happened.
It's still unnerving.
It's very nerving.
Well, and if you're dealing with sleep paralysis, for those who aren't familiar, like, the scientific reasoning of it is that your brain, like, wakes up before, becomes cognizant before your whole body does. So you have this unintentional panic attack, no matter how level-minded you are, where you cannot, like, move, but you feel, like, hypersensitive of your surroundings. And most people tend to see some dark shadow figure in a corner. Some people have other kinds of episodes. It varies, but that tends to be a common consistency, where you can't wake up, but you feel like this impending doom, for lack of better words. Well, Haunting of Hill House actually does a pretty good demonstration of that feeling, because one of the characters does suffer from sleep paralysis. And that sense of fear that you're getting from her is, like, pretty spot on from someone. This is coming from someone who's had several episodes. At one point, I was having them, like, every night, and
I will say my earliest recollection of having sleep paralysis was in one of my apartments I moved in San Jose. It was weird, that one, because it was like a sleep paralysis, but then, like, also like out of body experience at the same time. Like, I was looking at myself trying to struggle, and I was like, this is weird. But I remember when we started dating, I started getting more sleep paralysis around me. Whenever I would get it, I would get so angry that I couldn't move. It's like I'm, like, strapped down and trying to, like, break the restraints out, kind of thing, and it's like make noise or do something. Just
yeah, well, because for me, I feel like that's the biggest sense of relief. Like, everything's going to be okay just as long as I get up. Like, I feel like I'm screaming at myself, just sit up or just turn over. You don't even have to, like, fully wake up, but just move.
Just move, yeah.
But you can't. It's the most, like, discombobulating feeling. And, like, I found out because it just happened to come up at a family dinner that apparently my dad suffered from this. I don't know if he still does, but because he is very much the skeptic. And he was like, oh yeah, that's sleep paralysis. I was diagnosed with that when I was younger. And I was like, oh, hey, that would have been great.
Thank you for letting me know.
But yeah, it was very interesting because the conversation and the experience like almost echoed perfectly. So it was very intriguing.
So what haven't you seen during sleep paralysis?
What haven't I seen?
I'm guessing you've seen stings.
I mean, luckily for me, it doesn't go beyond like a feeling. Mm-hmm. And like something I can't even like fully say I have seen something, but I just have this feeling there's something in the corner or something. Mm-hmm. Like I get deadlocked on an area and I know I have to move, but at the same time I'm also scared too, because if I move, then whatever is watching me is gonna know that I'm awake or I'm aware of its presence, and it's almost like an acknowledgement at the same time. I'm getting really big Christmas, like talking about this.
You know this, and I need to.
I can't say I've seen like a physical corporal figure, like how you said you've seen a figure in a top hat walking by and nodding. I can't say I've seen that, but it's been like a big black mass
standing there, and then he was like,
"It's almost like a not hexes." I'm like, "Where?" It like almost like a never-ending story, okay. Right? The darkness.
Okay.
Like you know it's there, it's hiding in the dark, but you can't quite see it. You can't quite make out what it is. I mean, maybe I'm just traumatized from Never Ending Story.
Right. I mean, that is a sleep world, right?
Right, but you know you have that dark black dog with the red eyes glowing. It's almost, now I'm suddenly having these thoughts, huh?
So, the whole idea of feeling like you're not safe or whatever, you know this, and I need to update our bedroom. I like to sleep with a weapon around me. I used to have a book and a wooden sword. And I used to sleep with that under the bed.
Just you still have it. It just hasn't made it over here yet.
Just like, why do you have that here? Like, you never know when you're going to need it, kind of thing. You know? So, in your aspect of like feeling like the sense of I need to like get up because something's there. I've had that a few times. Like, I had to get up so I can grab that and be like, bring it. Kind of thing. Again, fight.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Yeah, kind of thing. Fight or flight.
But yeah. Shadow people.
Uh-huh. Well, and I loved kind of tracing back. Devin had a very interesting take on the shadow people, which was very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because I think that's the first time I've heard like somebody talk about how it's a positive experience and they're more like guardian angels. They're like watching over you. And it's just because your brain's going into fight or flight mode because it can't comprehend what it's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's something negative. It's just your brain is reacting to seeing something that's not supposed to be there or you weren't expecting to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And and I hope when we have, which we forgot to put in our announcements, but this is a great time to insert that. So we're going to have an Instagram Live with Andrew and Devin of Your Best Halloween Ever to have them taste test our lovely little cocktail combination.
Yep.
And how perfect of a cocktail with a treat to have Your Best Halloween Ever, because they're like the treat masters.
They are. I see your treats and I want to make them, but I don't have the skill set.
Yeah. I was like box brownies and it worked out. Yeah, I just tried a biteful with the cherry and I'm like,
I mean, I'm about to like destroy this whole thing right now.
Yeah. So we're going to have an Instagram Live with them this Saturday, March 18th. At 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, which is their time. So if you guys are interested in seeing their reaction, and I'm hoping Devin will dive a little bit more into re-explaining his stance on the shadow people then, come and join us.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys. And get your questions ready for Devin and for Andrew.
There we go.
Because they love sharing all their knowledge about how to make this your best Halloween ever. Exactly. All right. Does that wrap up your thing? Uh-huh. All right. So that's about it for our shadow people cryptid.
Mm-hmm. You just bought a house. Mm-hmm. You sleep there the first night and you see a shadow people. Oh, shadow thing.
I mean, it's not that unusual. I've also had some crazy dreams. Like when we moved into that apartment, mm-hmm. I told you about that dream I had where it was so uncomfortably vivid. Mm-hmm. I don't know who was living in our apartment before we moved into it, but I had a dream about a lady showing up, like materializing. And she was very aggressive that we were in her apartment and we needed to get out. Mm-hmm. And I woke up from that dream into a sleep paralysis episode. And
how fun.
It felt like that was one of the few times where I actually had like two corners of black masses. Mm-hmm. And that really threw me off and kind of freaked me out a bit. Because there was this woman who was getting almost aggressive, actually almost kind of like a future deja vu moment of when we were moving out of that apartment. Oh, yeah. And there was that strange person who was harassing the tenants.
Yeah, that was interesting itself.
It was almost like that level of aggression from this person in the dream of a face I do not know or recognize. And I hate when you see those internet memes of where they're like, so they say all the faces you've seen in your dreams are faces you've seen in real life. So I want to know what the flip is up with some of the faces I've seen in my dreams. Because I can't.
I was going to say, I've seen some very beautiful women. I'm apparently
like, wow, lucky you.
Because I'm like, who? My dreams, who?
Ain't yeah, that. No, my dreams are like Hellraiser level. It's very fun.
We have different perspectives of dreams. I enjoy dreaming. Chelsea, on the other hand, she likes dreaming, but
when it's dreams, dreams are awesome. I'm proud to say, though, I have not really had any dreams at all since we made the move here.
I'm sorry.
But I think my little spiderweb dream catcher helps a lot. Okay. So it's right above our bed. I don't know if you noticed, but
it's not working for me.
Those little spiders are working hard. Well, they don't keep you from dreaming, but they keep the nightmares away.
No wonder I'm not getting nightmares.
You're the only person, dude.
Anyway.
That was weird. Why did I call you dude?
Dude.
Dude. It's a bluey moment.
You get into the Gravity Falls spirit. You get into you're in the Sue's out. Anyway. Well,
he's like bros.
Oh, yeah, he's right. Never mind. Hey, dude.
I should be channeling my Bill Cipher.
There we go. Anyway. Mm.
All right. So, speaking of cryptid, guess who? You guys ready for the next one? I'm very excited for this one.
I'm not.
My cryptid. Guess who?
I know. You say you're ready. I'm not.
Oh. I got you. I was like, you're not excited? Ow, dagger. So, you mean you're not ready for me to start?
I usually forget what cryptic guess who you're doing. Uh-huh. So I don't read it till we actually get to the notes part. And then I listened to it pretty much like the first time. So she doesn't like try this out on me before going like, hey, what do you think mm-mm. of this? She just goes and like, I go in blind.
He's hearing me read it for the first time when we do the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was another cherry bite.
So oh, man. Good. I'm not going to like a real cherry bite.
I think next time I would do like maybe two cups of cherries. Because the cherries is, oh, my God. Like,
don't get me wrong. The chocolates and the mezcal is fantastic together. The coffee and mezcal, fantastic mm-hmm. together. I wish I could get some cherries in there, but you know what? I'm enjoying it regardless.
It was a corner piece, so.
Yeah.
Some the good filling stuff's probably in the center, and we have more.
We have a whole tray of brownies. I guess I have to eat. Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah.
The dangerous part about this is that you have a downer and an upper together. You have coffee, which gets you up, and you have liquor, which gets you down. Like fine together.
I don't know. I'm feeling like kind of cozy and like
I'm
ready to snuggle up. But maybe the
But it makes me think like a Red Bull and vodka mm-hmm. kind of thing. But it's not that intense mm-hmm. kind of thing. But yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Guess okay. So. All right. Here we go. I'm going to actually lift it so I actually, you guys can hear me properly. Mm-hmm. Said to fly through the sky in her bowl of stone. Stories and folklore are unending for this crone. Is she just one or three in her forest hut of feet? Is she on your side? You won't know till you meet.
Interesting.
Doo-doo-doo.
I'm going back and going, I've heard stories about the scripted. And I'll mention them for the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Like, you should make a little note so you don't forget.
Other podcasts to listen to have some great stories. Mm. Gadding and whatnot. But yeah,
interesting. All I keep thinking, though, is Mystery Incorporated.
There's that too. Which, when I reminded you, like, no, wait, yes, was.
Which doesn't, like, narrow it down if you're trying to figure out what cryptid, because they have a lot of cryptids in that show. I love that rendition.
It was a fun rendition of Scooby-Doo, yeah. Personally.
But, I liked it. Like, where it actually had, like, a plot. And
Araceli loved, our little daughter loved it, yeah. Okay, well.
All right, so, you guys want to guess this cryptid? Leave your guess on Instagram, our website, or email us, and we'll share your guess in the next cryptid episode. Yeah,
like we did all the lovely guests today.
Yeah.
Thank you once again for guessing.
Yes, thank you guys. That was so exciting.
So, guess along. We'll shout you guys out, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ready for last call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thanks for sipping along with us. We want to keep the spirits flowing, so please be sure to show your support by reviewing and subscribing to our podcast. If you enjoy this show, be sure to share it with others.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. Maybe you have other friends that you never knew had sleep paralysis. So bring it up in random Thanksgiving conversation going up. Hey, sleep paralysis.
Yeah. And I know it's silly to kind of always push it, but it is true that the reviewing and like the liking or the rating the podcast seems repetitive, but it actually does help us get found by more people. We're on a great track record right now with you guys. You're listening and downloading episodes. Then you're also like going to YouTube and watching. We're seeing a big uptick.
Yay,
so it's very exciting. So thank you guys for listening along. Yeah. And really, if you do notice that people might be interested in listening us to drunkenly blather about.
Blah, 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 blah. Drunkenly? What are you talking about?
Yeah, not really. But...
But yeah, no, it's like, at least I found
this topic. It helps us a lot and keeps us like encouraged to keep sharing because we know that there's people out there listening.
Yeah. And you never know who might be into this conversation. So I've had people who I've asked like before, like, hey, you know, what do you think about cryptids or ghost stories? And they're like, oh, I don't believe in them. And then like a different day, I'll ask them the same person, the same question. And they're like, let me tell you a story. God, kind of like they get in your face like. Just one time.
Bro.
You know? So you never know. Like I felt like some of the people that I've talked to about this before have found a really interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. You get like a different side of them, you know, right. In that aspect of things. You know? But yeah.
Yep. All right. And then as I keep kind of plugging, because like, I'm really excited about the changes. We finally revamped it. But
finally.
We have an email newsletter. Yay. Mm. And we're back to consistently posting. We got some exciting surprises.
We'll see how consistent it is.
It'll be good. We're good. We're on it.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that, come join us via sipsandspirits.com/happyhour or join on our link tree through any social media platform because I get it. We all hate having to try and follow hundreds of accounts on social media to keep up with things. So getting something sent to your inbox just makes it so much easier.
But I get so many newsletters in my inbox from all these other people.
I personally kind of prefer that because it comes to me instead of me having to go and find it.
Exactly. But yeah, no, we got some fun things there. We get some talk about other things there. Mm-hmm. Things and things.
Yeah, so our newsletter is supposed to be like the little bonus treat while you wait in between for episodes.
Exactly.
So, and I think we're finally kind of properly niching that down.
Yes.
And then you guys are interested in finding us. I'm not sure how you're listening. Either you're listening on your favorite podcast host or you're watching on YouTube. So if you actually have an interest in doing swapsies and going on one of those, we are available on all podcast hosts in addition to YouTube. And then
you just can... say swapsies.
I Maybe. I don't know anymore. He threw off my rhythm. We also have a website, sipsandspirits.com. And then if you are a social media person, we are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a follow or pick your platform of preference. We're not going to take offense any which way.
Yeah, reach us out in any way which you want to, and reach to us any way you want to reach to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. So with that, you ready to say cheers?
Thanks for sipping along with us.
Yep, close cheers. Your tab. Cheers.